WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Marie Burke has three sons. All three of her sons belong to a combat unit of the National Guard that's now training at Fort Stewart, Georgia, and may be sent to the Gulf. We called Marie Burke at her home in Calhoun, Georgia, a rural town of about 6,000, where Burke is a high school guidance counselor. I asked her if there was any regulation that could prevent having all three sons on active duty in the same unit.
We asked about that, and they said because it's not a war, that it doesn't apply. But they also told us that if it comes to sending him to Saudi Arabia, they would send one, and that would probably be the oldest because he's a tank commander. Another one could volunteer to go, and that the third one would be transferred to a company that was not on deployed to the war area.
Why did they enlist in the National Guard?
The two older boys enlisted in the National Guard because it was the way they both earned Georgia National Guard scholarships, which allowed them to attend college on a full ride at North Georgia College, which is the military college in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. So they enlisted in the Guard primarily to get through college.
Right. And then the youngest one joined the Guard because the older boys were in it, and it provided him with some direction in his life and with some specific training because he went this past summer for 14 weeks of his advanced training as a welder.
If you had known when they signed up for the National Guard that this might have happened, what would you have said to them?
To consider it carefully. I'm from a large family, and the military throughout years has been the way that my brothers and different ones have been able to make their lives better as a result of the training they get, but that they need to understand that the bottom line is that it is a military commitment. I wouldn't have told them not to do it.
Are you spending your day any differently than you did before your sons were put on active duty?
Not much. I maybe keep a little busier, because if you keep busy doing what you're doing, that you don't have so much time to think about what might be. And my husband and I both work real hard at trying to deal with today. Today they're okay. Today they're in Fort Stewart. You know, we'll deal with tomorrow. There's no point in worrying about what might happen 4 months from now.
What kind of work does your husband do?
He's a farmer. And so in a lot of ways it's harder on him than it is on me, because I can stay busy here and he has to work, you know, where he is at home. He has to busy himself on his own rather than having other people making demands from him.
Having three sons called up in the reserves now, mm-hmm. Is that making you feel more patriotic or more skeptical?
I don't think it's more skeptical. I'm proud of them and I guess patriotic, but not necessarily more patriotic. I know that my children, you know, are precious to me, and it's kind of unique to have three sons in the same unit. But I also feel for those people. I work with a lady whose only son is gone, and she's giving just as much with having one son there as I am with having three. You know, you can't give any more than all you've got.
Right. Well, I wish you and your sons the best, and I thank
you
very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Marie Burke spoke with us from Calhoun, Georgia.